From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Yitro, What Could Have Been. Let's think about it. We had the 10 plagues, we had the splitting of the sea. 10 plagues were supposed to lead to the point of V'yada'u Mitzrayim K'ani Hashem, that Egypt would know that I am God. Did that happen? No, not particularly. I don't know of any great revolution took place in Egypt. Some historians say there was a period of monotheism, perhaps that was influenced by the Jews, but we don't know. As far as we know, the Egyptians went back to being Egyptian. The fact that that Paro continued to chase the Jews even after the 10 plagues shows that the 10 plagues had zero influence on him. He continued to challenge God. Then you had the splitting of the sea. Namogu Koyish Ve'Kanan. All the Canaanites were terrified. We prayed that everyone would just be terrified of the Jews and no one would start up with us. Is that what happened? Not exactly. According to Rashi, the Amalek came and said, you don't want to jump in the pool, you think it's too cold. I'll jump right in. Look, you see, it's not so bad. You can attack the Jews, there's no problem. All of the hopes and dreams of the exodus from Egypt, splitting the sea, that this would bring to a new era and a new enlightenment of the entire world, all those dreams had failed. And basically, the Jews become this peculiar nation who are going to have a relationship with God, and we'll wait for another era when we will be a blessing to the all of the world. Kol goyei ha'aretz, as Hashem said to Abraham and to Yaakov, through you, all the nations will be blessed. Not going to happen yet. However, we get one glimpse into what could have been from a certain Yitro, from this Jethro, who indeed comes and he hears all that which happened. And when Moshe tells him the exact story, he says, Vayicha Yitro, Yitro is so happy. Rashi says maybe he wasn't so happy, but not completely happy. But the simple meaning is that he was particularly happy for all the good things that happened to the Jews, not just to Moshe, not just his son-in-law, but rather to Israel, Yisrael, that he was saved from Egypt. And he says that this is not just a nice thing, but it changes his whole theology. Perhaps some of the commentaries say it changes theology. This confirmed his theology. Ataya Dati, now I know for sure, that God is greater than any other force or power. Why? Because by the Varsha Zadu Aleihem, if somehow the Egyptians fell off a cliff, that would be one thing. But the fact that they drowned in water when they tried to drown the Jewish babies in water, that shows that the hand of God is clear. It's clear there is a God, and he's standing with the Jews. This notion that there could have been a people, there could have been a reaction among humanity, similar to Yitro, but on a massive scale, this is a very exciting possibility. Now, Yitro is the shill. He's the other reaction. What's the other reaction? Amalek. Sometimes forget, and I thank Tamir Granot for pointing this out, we forget that if you turn the page, go back to last week's Parsha, Amalek is right there. And Amalek and Yitro are connected, because Amalek is always associated with Midian, right? In the Tehillim, we talk about Lamu Ba'u Goyim Nechatecha, we talk about Amalek and Midian. They go together. Or if you look at the curses of Bilam for the different nations, he talks to Amalek, and then Vayarta Keni, and then he talks to Keni. Who are the Keni? The Chevra Keni, Nifrad Mikai, and Yivnei Chovav, Chotein Moshe. We know from Shoftim, from the Haftorah last week in Beshalach, that the Keni were from the family of Moshe's family. So you have two groups. You have Amalek, whose reaction to all the miracles is, so what? Look what happens when I attack the Jews. I can succeed. I can have some modicum of success. Don't worry about it. Forget about God and Jews. And then you have Yitro, who says, look, this shows that there is a God. I embrace the God of Israel. Whether he's a convert or not, it's not important. He's going to be an ally of the Jews. Yael, in last week's Haftorah, in Judges chapter 4, it shows that she sides with the Jews. They're more like a ger toshah. They connect with God. They connect with Israel. But they're not necessarily Jewish, because that's not the point. The point is not for the world to become Jewish. The point is for the world to become like Yitro, who recognize God. Tamir Granot points out, scholar in Israel, that the notion that Amalek went this way and Yitro went that way, don't think these are two like completely different types of people. If you look at the children of Esav, what do you see? He had one son, Reuel, and then he had Eliphaz. Who's Reuel? Reuel is the, what he calls the Avtipus. Reuel is like saying Pharaoh. You know, sometimes you have a grandfather named Avraham, and then the grandson's name is Avraham, and then the great-grandson's name is Avraham. I have in my wife's family, Asher. Asher goes back 10 generations. So too, perhaps, it's only a conjecture, Tamir Granot, perhaps the Reuel is the son of Esav. Esav, supposedly the hater of the Jews, the big arch-anti-Semite. No. Yes. One son was Eliphaz, and he gives birth to Amalek. But the other son, Reuel, is the father of Yitro. Yitro's name was also Reuel in the sense of like Pharaoh or Abraham or Asher. That was a family name. His name was Yitro, but the position he held was Reuel. And why was it that his daughters were chased away? After all, if he's a Kohen Midian, if he's one of the elders, he's a priest in Midian, he's an officer. Some say Kohen means officer. If he's an officer, why do they chase away his daughters? Don't they respect the Kohen's daughters? Because he began to reject the idolatry. Like Abraham, he began to reject idolatry, and therefore he was losing respect in his community. Yitro is one of the mentors of Moshe. Yitro brings gifts to the Jewish people, gifts of politics. He understands how civil society should be organized. He brings those gifts. That's the idea. If we look in the prophecy of Isaiah, in the end of days, the nations will come, and they will come with horses, and they'll bring gifts. And but what does that mean? That they will bring the gifts of society. They'll bring ideas of democracy, ideas of a Western culture and values, the higher culture, the good part of Western culture. They'll bring that to the Jewish people. There are gifts that the nations can bring to us. And Moshe didn't say, "Feh, the goyim, you have ideas. What do I need from you?" Kabel tamet nishamra. His father was a wise man. He was his teacher, his mentor. He said, "No, whatever you do, I'll do. That sounds like a great idea. I'll make officers." Moshe listens. He's taking the gifts of the nations of the world who could have been like all like Yitro, who would bring gifts to the Jews and help the Jews and be part of this project of bringing godliness to the world. You have Amalek, and you have Yitro. You have the descendants of Eliphaz, one son of Esav. You have the descendants of Reuel, the other son of Esav. There are good people and bad people. The same family can produce two different types. There's a choice. If people would think like Yitro, they could be like Yitro. Every person could be a hero and stand up against anti-Semitism, stand up against hatred, stand up against idolatry, stand up against false theology, and they could indeed embrace the God of Israel. It can happen. It can be true. It can happen in our day. Before we get to Torah, Parsha is saying, don't forget, I'm giving the Torah to the Jewish people, but there is a vision. The vision is, perhaps one day, people can make choices like Yitro, and instead of being like Amalek and deciding that, well, let's show those Jews, and let's try to one-up those Jews, and let's not let those Jews get away with it. Instead, the reaction could be like Yitro, where do I sign up? Where do I, how can I help this enterprise? What can I do to be of assistance? Perhaps Yitro became the eyes of the Jewish people in the desert. This is a very exciting possibility, and the Torah hints at that by juxtaposing Yitro with the giving of the Torah, as if to say, yes, the Torah is given to the Jews, but after all, we're segula mikol ha'amim, ki li kol ha'aretz. We are a treasure from among the nations. We are part of the nations. And Our job is to be a people of Kohanim, to spread the word to others. Yitro got that message. Moshe was successful in that sense of helping to partner with Yitro. Yitro helped Moshe. He mentored him, no question about it. He's his father-in-law. But Moshe also helped him. He influenced him to appreciate the God of the Hebrews, the God of the Jews. And this is a vision. We can hope for the future. This is something we can hope for the end of days. This is something that Isaiah prophesies the end of days. This is something that is mentioned in our parsha, is that we are to be the Kohanim of the nations of the world. We have to spread the word for the nations of the world. All they have to do is Vayishma Yitro. They have to listen. They have to hear. They have to open their eyes to see the wonders of God in this world. There is one God of all of the world. And with that, we can indeed be a blessing. All the nations of the world could be blessed by the Jewish people. Thank you for joining us here at the Yad Sefarad Beth Lamed congregation for our discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha, the holidays, and how-to videos. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.